Okay, good morning. Welcome to the Gambling Control Board meeting. We'll start with introductions of the gambling board, and I'll begin to my left.
Good morning, Greg McNeil, board member Fairfield.
Al Schofield, board member Winthrop.
Robert Harmon, board member Raymond.
And I'm Tim Doyle, I guess I'd be active retired chair from the town of Turner. As you know, the board was looking at being replenished, and those nominations were drawn by the governor, so I had retired. You know, I had my picture taken, took the plaque and all that, so I took it off the wall, put it back in a sleeve. Without the presence of Greg and I, and actually Bob now, the board wouldn't have had a quorum. So I want to personally thank Bob, and I want to thank Greg for their willingness to come back and continue to serve the state. For without that, we'd have to wait till nominations were done by the governor-elect, the new governor. So next, we'll ask for introductions of the Attorney General's staff.
Katie Johnson, AAG.
Ron Gay, AAG.
Okay, and finally, the Executive Director and his staff.
Good morning. Bill Champion, Executive Director. With us today, we have Kathy Robitaille, my right-hand person, Executive Assistant. Marilyn Riley from Licensing, Vicki Gardner, Inspector Supervisor, and Don Armstrong, Detective of the State Police.
Okay, thank you very much. Next up would be the approval of the minutes of the September 25th meeting. I was not here. I don't believe Greg was here either. Were you here, Greg?
Yes.
You were. Okay. So I would ask for a motion from someone who's here, and the minutes actually indicate that Greg wasn't here, so there'd be one change.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
All right. So we have a motion to accept the minutes.
A second, please.
We have a second. Any other corrections besides Greg? Those in favor? Whoop, Katie.
I just have one minor suggested correction under new business.
Sure.
It says adjudicated hearing. It should be adjudicatory hearing.
Okay.
Just a spelling change.
Okay, got that.
Where is that?
Under new business.
New business.
Oh, it should be what?
Adjudicatory.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, hearing no other corrections. Those in favor? It's 3-4, and I'll be abstaining, so those are approved.
I'm sorry, I was busy writing. Who made the motion?
Al made the motion.
Thank
Bob
you.
Made the second.
Thank you.
3-4, one abstain. Next would be the Executive Director's report, Mr. Champion.
Good morning. First and foremost, I want to wish everybody a happy and safe Thanksgiving. From the operations in September, there were 28 shipments of machines and or associated equipment shipped to or from licensed facilities. On-site inspectors completed 684 observations, 36 checklists. There were 3 minor violations being monitored from activity log. We had 2 patron complaints and 1 disposition of a formal report, which was sent to the members for review per statute, and there were 6 self-exclusions. For operations in the month of October, there was 23 shipments of machines or associated equipment shipped to or from licensed facilities. On-site inspectors completed 720 observations, 37 checklists. There were 3 minor violations being monitored for activity log. We had 0 patron complaints and 1 disposition of a formal report that was sent to members per statute, and there was 12 self-exclusions. For the month of September, we have identified an increase of 4.1% in total tax revenue for both facilities versus September 2017. Year to date, we have identified an increase of 6.4% versus last year at the same time. Oxford in September reported 10% win from slots and a 23.1% win from table games. Oxford's payback percentage for September was 90%. With an average gross win per machine of 230, 430, 43. Hollywood reported a 10.4 average win for the month of September from slots and 22.3 win from table games. Hollywood's payback percentage for September was 89.6% with an average gross win per machine of 172, 33. For the month of October, we have identified a decrease of 2% in the total tax revenue for both facilities versus October 2017. Year to date, we have identified an increase of 5.5% versus last year at the same time. Oxford reported 10.2% win for the month of October for slots, and a 21.4% win for table games. Oxford's payback percentage for October was 89.8, with an average gross win per machine of $207.19. Hollywood reported a 9.9% average win for the month of October from slots and a 24.5% win from table games. Hollywood's payback percentage for October was 90.1% with an average gross win per machine of $147.54. And that is my report.
Any questions for the executive director? Seeing none, thank you. Brings us to the state police report. Do we have one today? Detective Armstrong.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My numbers for this month are, we had 27 new license applications were processed in October, and this is going to be for 2 months total. In October, we had 66 renewals. November, we had 70, and 41 are still pending. For criminal activity, we had 12 thefts. All the funds were recovered on those. We had some counterfeit bills. The denominations were two $100 bills and 120. No suspects were located. They were from the account machine, and so those were turned over to the Secret Service. As far as calls for service, I reached out to both PDs, and Oxford had, Bangor had 22 for the 2 months, and I didn't hear back from Oxford. Just kind of a recap on something that I reported a couple months ago regarding a theft with quite a significant amount. Attempted to locate those two suspects, couldn't locate them, so I got an affidavit for arrest warrants from them. Yeah, that's my report.
Any questions for the detective? See none, thank you. All right, that brings us to unfinished business. We have three items on that.
Okay, the central site monitoring system, RFP, as we know, was published, and we had some comments, responded to the comments, and we received submissions. The review committee has reviewed the submissions, and our recommendation is under review currently by the procurement department. Okay. They have a committee there, and so it's under review by them. I suspect hopefully we'll hear something shortly, but obviously not for this meeting, but hopefully for the December meeting.
Okay.
The financial RFP is, again, something we're working on. We did get the extension of Matt Page till, I believe, till the end of the year, and I'm working now with Tracy Poland on making those corrections. It was a couple of technical questions that they felt would be better to do them than to republish it, so that's what we intend to do.
Okay.
And then the last would be the advanced deposit wagering RFP. We've completed it. Katie and I and procurement actually worked together on this diligently for about 3 weeks, got it completed, and it was placed in your package for review prior to today. Basically, what we're looking for now is your approval to publish. The specific dates are within the RFP as to when it's going to be published, when the comments will be due, and submissions will be due. And so if you have any comments.
Before I take comments on that, the other two RFPs, the financial RFP, do we anticipate being able to have that ready for December to be able to publish?
I'm hoping to. I'll have to get with Tracy on that. I was with her with the committee on the central site monitoring system,
yeah.
And it seemed like something that we could do. She's on vacation right now, so between vacation and the holiday, hopefully we can get back to work on this next week.
Okay, and Al, you participated in that. Do you have any comments on either of those two?
No, I didn't know pretty well.
Got to cover it up. Yeah. Okay. So now that brings us to the advanced deposit wagering. That was sent to the board prior to today's meeting. The entire packet's there. The board's had a chance to review it. Are there questions, recommendations, suggestions, anything that pops out to the board?
Not for me.
Looks, I read it in depth. I actually pulled up a couple of other states, and I think it's there. I had one minor question that I actually sent to Milt just to ask and see if I was off base, and he answered that, so I feel pretty good about it. So anything from the board before I accept the motion? If not, accept the motion to publish.
So moved.
Motion?
Second.
Second by Greg.
Tim?
Kate?
Just one suggestion, because the board by statute is responsible for developing a request for proposals. I just ask in your motion that you approve the RFP as well as vote to publish it.
Okay. Is that part of the original motion?
It is.
Part of the second? So, motion to approve the RFP and to publish the RFP. Good work by all, and I appreciate everybody's time and putting the effort into writing and reviewing. Nothing else? All right. Those in favor of the motion? That's unanimous.
Okay.
That's a long time coming. Get that off the plate. And
yes, and just if I could kind of pre-advertise a little bit, the submitted questions will be due December 14th, and the actual proposal submissions will be due January 10th.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Just before we leave unfinished business, we had discussed, probably two or three meetings ago, maybe more, legislation being presented by the Department of Public Safety in the next session, dealing with attendance at these meetings remotely by Skype. Who knows the makeup or composition of the next board, whether it involves Mr. Hyman or others, but the ability to attend remotely has been important. Board members are more often than not, you know, retirees and others who have other plans or commitments, and the ability to attend remotely is done, I think, with some boards, and it would require legislation, as we discussed, and we just want to remind the department of that to make sure that that's something that you discuss with the next administrative team coming in.
Yes, and actually that's already been submitted.
Okay.
Yes. They asked agencies for any agency bills, and we had a deadline, and that was one of them, yes.
Yeah, so it's on the...
Absolutely.
On the agenda.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that brings us to new business.
Okay. Oxford Casino submitted some requests for internal control changes. These are actually relatively minor. They wanted to specifically separate or define the difference between found money and unsecured. In my experience in the previous and other jurisdictions, it really depends solely on the jurisdiction. Some look at it and found money and unsecured currency in several different ways, but these were, in my view, these were certainly fine, the additions to the definitions, and then also adding the changes or the additions in 11, or I guess it would be 3 I's and an E, on page 31 and 32. If there weren't any questions on that, the other one was actually on Tito, and that was the highlighted one on page, that was actually on page 54. And this basically states that if malfunction occurs, a member of the slot department manager may verify the ticket in the slot system and validate the ticket for the patron. This is an addition. Sometimes, as we know, you know, tickets come out of the machine and they'll be crumbled or there'll be something wrong with them. And a lot of times, as long as you have a slot management, in other jurisdictions this happens as well, slot management will come up and verify the ticket through the system, and they can actually override and pay out the ticket. So that would be an addition. And then the last one was removing the table game policy. This is in the event that a fill is placed on an incorrect table. It's referencing table games policy on incorrect policy on the incorrect placement of fills and credits. Didn't really feel that this was necessary to be in there. All it does is it directs you from one document to the next. And of course, when they do have the wrong table, they have to do the necessary paperwork in order to walk back it out. And so forth. So that's under the regular table game policy, so I didn't see it necessary to have it in the internal controls.
Okay, so the recommended changes as presented have been reviewed by Mr. Champion and his staff. Are there any questions from the board? Seeing none, anything from the Attorney General's office?
Yeah, I had one concern, just comparing the unsecured currency and found money changes to the mix. The mix don't distinguish between unsecured currency and found money. So all of the procedures that you see that are in black under unsecured currency apply to any sort of currency that's found. So those to me are the minimum requirements. And then if you look at the found money requirements, it's a much simpler process. And I mean, it's up to the board, but just consider that the unsecured currency requirements that are already in there are the minimum requirements. So whether or not the found money procedures meet those, it's up to you. But I just wanted to raise that concern.
Okay. Anything from you with regard to that?
No, I think what they've done is actually more than the minimal.
So it's not in. It's your opinion that the recommended changes are not in conflict with the minimum internal control?
Correct. I actually feel this being more than minimal. In other words, you have to at least do it this way, but they're going one step further. They're actually separating between the two. And it all has to do with, like this, and Patricia can talk on this as well. When they go into a machine, what's actually jammed in the box and what could be considered outside the box and all that sort of thing. I mean, I've been in a jurisdiction where they separate whatever's in the machine as the casinos, whatever's in the tray or whatever, the ticket's sticking out. I mean, it really depends on what you want to do.
All right. So I'm sensing conflict because I'm sensing you don't agree with that.
Sure. Well, I guess, you know, my concern, if you're looking at 3E in your books here, the minimum internal controls are set forth basically in black. That in the current mix applies to any sort of currency that's found. The found money requirements, if you flip to the next page under H in red, the found money requirements or steps are just under step two. Whereas if it's unsecured currency, you have to go through A through F on the previous page. So it seems like, you know, the minimum requirements, if you're just boiling it down to one step, doesn't seem to meet the minimum internal controls for currency as currently set forth in the mix. So,
your turn, Mr. Champion.
Well, I think what I'll do is I'll go back to the Eagle Option Casino on this again. I don't want to. If at all possible, I don't want to excuse any of the other changes, but if we could, we'll want to go back and review this one more time. Or do you want us to come back with all of them?
Since the world's not going to end between now and December if we don't make any of these changes, what I'd recommend is that you go back, review with the facility, Talk to the Attorney General's office, and come back when everyone's happy. That anyone on the board feel differently?
No.
Okay. So we will table that till the next meeting.
December.
Okay.
Yep.
That's fine.
Okay.
Very good.
My understanding is the one meeting I missed, Mr. Hyman chaired and actually made it out in 12 minutes, so I didn't catch his. That brings us to public comment. Is there anybody here with public comment?
Along the ADW rule, because it's very critical to the racing industry. You know, I've been a little, you can understand my anxiety and passion, and just because it's so important to us in the industry. So thank you for making this and making it happen. Thank you for all your work on this.
Easy for me, because I'm in Augusta anyway, but Mr. Harmon and, you know, Mr. McNeil, I appreciate your efforts. So anyone else want to address the board? All right. Seeing none, right now we anticipate meeting December 18th, 9 o'clock. That'll be here in this this room. If that changes, we'll publish that ahead of time, but that's the anticipated date. Anything else from the board? Hearing nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
A A second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Those in favor? We stand adjourned, unanimous.
Thank